And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's prime minister is offering Ukraine support as China's Xi backs Russia. We'll get more details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani. And some Ukrainian soldiers have nearly finished Patriot missile training, AP's Norman Hall reporting.
Journalists invited by the Army have seen dozens of Ukrainian soldiers conduct training exercises in a southwest Oklahoma prairie at Fort Sill Army Post. Since January, 65 Ukrainians have been taught how to use the Patriot missile system, which can track and shoot down enemy missiles. The system, which hasn't yet been deployed in Ukraine, is particularly useful for defending population centers and critical infrastructure. The trainees are expected to leave Oklahoma the next several days for additional training in Europe before they deploy to Ukraine. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon says that it is speeding up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get the 70-ton battle powerhouses to the Russia-Ukraine war zone by the fall. The original plan was to send 31 newer M1A2 Abrams, which could have taken a year or two to build and ship. But the Pentagon said on Tuesday that a decision was made to send the older M1A1 version, which can be taken from Army stocks and will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn to use and maintain. Again, the Pentagon says it is speeding up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, while two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's invasion. This is VOA News. The U.S. is trying to tap in any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York on March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. She's expected to stop in Los Angeles on April 5th on her way back to Taiwan. Following an August visit by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Beijing launched missiles over Taiwan, deployed warships across the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and carried out military exercises near the island. Beijing also suspended climate talks with the U.S. and restricted military-to-military communication with the Pentagon. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the planned stopovers are business as usual and consistent with longstanding U.S. policy.
That is AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. The United States is imposing a new round of sanctions on Iranian firms and people accused of procuring equipment used for Iranian drones. U.S. Treasury officials announced the new measures. The Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control coordinated with the FBI to designate four firms and three people in Iran and Turkey for allegedly buying equipment, including European-made engines of drones to be used for Iran's drone and weapons programs. American defense officials claim that Iran is supplying Russia with unmanned drones to use on civilians as the Kremlin continues its invasion of Ukraine. U.S. officials also say that Iran is gathering information for its drone network by deploying its technology in Ukraine. A man gets a four-year prison sentence for attacking police during the Capitol riot. AP's Ed Donahue.
Prosecutors say Jeffrey Sills from Virginia arrived with a gas mask and goggles, stole a flashing strobe light to disorient officers, and assaulted them with a stolen baton at the Capitol's Lower West Terrace Tunnel. Sills' attorney says his client did not come to Washington with the intention of committing violence. He brought technical gear out of fear there was going to be a terrorist attack. But prosecutors say Sills posted video, later deleted. In one post showing officers in riot gear, Sills wrote, "Visited the Capitol today." In another post showing rioters flooding into the tunnel, he wrote, "Took a tour." Ed Donahue, Washington.
French garbage collectors, refinery workers, and others are striking again, continually being angry about President Emmanuel Macron's decision to force a divisive bill raising retirement age from 62 to 64 through without a parliamentary vote. Paris police said Tuesday that 234 people were arrested overnight in the capital, mostly for setting fire to garbage in the streets. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.